Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket, 248-539-9797. We got open lines. You want to get into what you expect the punishment to be from the NCAA for Michigan, which will be released sometime tomorrow, apparently. We've got Tiger fans' question. Do you feel better after the series with the White Sox in what Kang facetiously at the beginning of the show called the least confidence building series win in the history of the organization? He said it in jest, but hey, man, we got some feedback. There are people that feel a little bit better, but still not very good. And there are some people that just feel downright bad about this team. They've won back-to-back series. Scoobles on the mound tonight. Four-game series at Minnesota. Did they drop, was it 3 of 4 against Minnesota last time they played them?
I can't remember if it was 3 or 4.
3 of 4, didn't they? It was a four-game series in Detroit. And
I thought they split it.
Maybe they did. La. I'll see if
now
I can
that
find
you mention it. It feels like it was a split.
Well, let's go look. Anyway, tonight pitch-up matchup heavily favors Detroit. It was just a three-game series. Tigers won the opener, lost the next two.
So it wasn't a split.
It was not a split, no. And it wasn't a four-game series. But I mean, they win today. School will start like the matchup 5 of 7. I don't know. Maybe at some point people start to feel better. 248-539-9797. And being out here at Lions, we are always gung-ho to talk about the Detroit Lions, who, of course, another decent day of practice, but we will admit not quite as dominant as yesterday. But that's quite all right.
Still look good.
Yep.
It's a good-looking football team, Doug.
It is. Netflix, according to Lucas Shaw of Hannah Miller of Bloomberg, at Hannah Miller Bloomberg, sorry, the streaming giant Netflix is trying to swoop in for the broadcast rights to the annual Home Run Derby. The beloved Festival of Dingers currently doesn't have a home for 2026 after ESPN walked away from its MLB television rights deal, which means it's open season for other media platforms like Netflix to obtain the Home Run Derby. How do you feel about that?
Interesting. I guess I had totally forgotten that ESPN is going to be done with baseball after this year. So
I found the story on For the Win.
This is very interesting to see who all is going to be broadcasting baseball next year. And obviously, if Netflix is going to bid on it, I mean, that they suspect that they can make money off it. Otherwise, you don't do it.
Here's what's weird about it. I can't envision that somebody loves the Home Run Derby so much that they would subscribe to Netflix just to watch it. I mean, maybe I'm wrong.
Well, no, I agree with that. But I feel like at this point in time, either you have Netflix or you don't. You know, I don't think there's anything that's going to put you over the edge. It's just, can you afford to have it or not? I feel like everybody's got Netflix.
Well, I bet everybody doesn't.
No, of course not. But, I mean, you know what I'm saying? This is a situation where I don't know anybody that doesn't, or at least doesn't have access to it. Whether you're sharing passwords, whatnot, or although they're starting to crack down on that a little bit. I mean, you have Netflix, right?
Yep,
I have it.
Yep,
I know you have. Yep, you got Kang. You got Netflix.
I have to.
Yeah, I mean, yes, you do. You're by law, you have to. If you have children, you have to have it. You're right, 100%, that people aren't going to subscribe to Netflix simply because got to watch the Home Run Derby.
Yeah.
I mean, no, it's not it. It's just absorbing something else.
Trying to expand their overall sports package and make it more attractive and to the sports fan. You know, if it's part of a grander scheme to bring in more sports stuff. But, yeah, I feel like the Home Run Derby would not be a big seller.
Well, they should mix it with Squid Games. If you don't hit enough home runs, you die.
You're out.
Of course, they had a hit Netflix show, Squid Game, where they play games, and if you don't win, you die.
You die.
All right. And
I
the
don't
other
want
thing
any Tigers
was,
in the Home Run Derby, by the way.
Good call. So sometimes
we're sure that Suarez wasn't in the Squid Game.
Has he? He still hasn't hit one. Has
he's got?
He's hit
I
one.
Think he's got one with but, Seattle.
All right. And the other thing is, we talk a lot about when people rip our area. Somebody, a big national name, actually said something nice about us. Did you see what Jay Glazer put out there?
I did not. I like Jay Glazer.
He tweets out, normally we come on this format, I think it was Twitter, to complain about travel, but I'm actually going to use it to give some love today for the Detroit airport. Best airport experience I've had in a while. They had karaoke going on, people singing and dancing and happy, great restaurants and bars. I'm exhausted from the training camp tour, but thank you to a much needed reality. Thank you to a much needed reality, a nice experience. Jay Glazer digs the Detroit airport.
I think Metro Airport's great. I have no complaints about it, but I don't recall the – actually, I do recall live entertainment.
Do you?
Yeah, we flew back from Vegas. We're coming back, and there was definitely live music being played.
So at maybe it's the northeast end of the Delta terminal. I know there's a piano, and I've heard people performing on the piano when we've been waiting for flights. DTW tweeted back, thanks, Jay. Glad you could make your travel day fun, relaxing, and tasty. We have a mic ready for the next time. For next time, hashtag DTW nonstop. Jay Glazer responded, it was fantastic. Detroit has snuck up on me in recent years as a place I actually love to hang out. I've had some great foodie experiences there. People are freaking awesome. The airport is great, and nobody BS's you. Bam. Detroit definitely appreciating you.
Look at that.
Thank you, Jay Glazer.
Yeah, well done.
Thank you very much.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Jay Glazer with... Now, is Metro Airport better than other airports I've been to? Without question. Philly, Newark. These two airports, my experiences there were terrible. Absolutely terrible.
Shots fired on Philly well, and New Jersey.
I mean, what do you want me to say? I'm telling you.
I mean, you're just going right there. Just late. You could have said, yeah, I've been to airports and I've been to some
bad airports.
Well,
I'm going to point out the two that
yeah,
I really
that
didn't
did
like.
Yeah. Well, yes, you did.
Well, if you, I mean, go for it.
I mean, my airport experience isn't as vast as yours. I mean, recently it's been, you know, Vegas.
Yeah.
Orlando. L.A. I think Detroit's airport is probably better than all of those.
I'm just looking down at Twitch. Kitech says he's right in terms of the United States. Detroit Metro is easily number one. Coyboy 1 says Philly, New York, Atlanta, all garbage. Have you been to Atlanta's airport?
I have not, but isn't it the busiest one
It might
in the country?
Be. Atlanta's airport is shaped like a spine with ribs that come out, and the spine is a train. You have to, like, go down underground and take a subway from, you know, A, B, C, D, E. It's like there's five different terminals and they're all lined up, and it's a lot to get around Atlanta. It's
okay.
A lot to get around.
That's a busy place.
Hey.
It's a hub.
Good for Detroit. Getting a little love here. At least DTW is. Although he went so far as to say he loves hanging out in Detroit too.
Well, I mean, Detroit has become, it's really transformed itself. I mean, there's a lot, he said, because he's a foodie, there's a ton of great restaurants. The downtown area has completely changed. If you want nightlife, and there's great places to go, there's live music to be heard, the stadiums are new, staying at different hotels, you know, they've got some really nice hotels that have been erected. The whole riverfront area has been transformed as well. It's a nice area to walk. It's beautiful. You can go for riverboat cruise out there on the river. There's a lot to like about Detroit. I love Detroit.
All right, Detroit Lions linebacker coach Sean Dion Hamilton joined us earlier in the show, fourth year with the Lions. We'll replay for you, and you'll get to hear what he had to say. Coming up straight ahead here from the Allen Park headquarters of the Detroit Lions here on 97.1 The Ticket.